Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Welcome back, Game Time, here on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Nick Baugh with you here, 11:18 on a Monday. Gave you some stats on Nebraska and close games and some different things there because I was listening to Sip and Josh talk. Boy, some interesting things to dive into a little bit later on in the show. Schaaf verse, all still to come. Certainly a lot to dive into. In the world of NBA free agency, as things are heating up, and I mean, one week from today, we could have answers. One week from today is July 1st. Now things are officially getting started. What, 6 o'clock on June 30th?
6 o'clock on June 30th.
So I mean, you know, who knows? There could be a there could be announcements right at 6 o'clock on June 30th. You know. I can't wait. It is going to be fantastic. I mean, it's the whole complexion of the league could totally shift depending on what happens here. And it's coming up in a week. It's crazy that it's finally almost here. Can I get into this real quick? I'll give you a little hypothetical scenario, and I want you to answer this honestly if you're listening right now. What if I told you? Throwing this out. What have I told you? That two teams in the NBA, both these teams, there are two teams in the NBA, both didn't make the playoffs, okay? And they made a trade. And one team now is the favorite to win the title, and the other team still probably isn't going to make the playoffs. Who would you say won the trade? You would obviously say the team that is now the favorite to win the title, right? And of course, I'm talking about the Lakers and the Pelicans. And yet, there is this sense I get out there that people are just drooling over the New Orleans Pelicans and rolling their eyes at the Lakers with this transaction. And to that, I just can't help but scratch my head. Don't get me wrong. I think, in all reality, both teams, considering the situation, got what they wanted. And don't get me wrong, I think David Griffin did a really good job considering the situation. But say it out loud. The Lakers now have two of the top five or six players in the world. The Lakers are now the title favorites in the eyes of Vegas. And the Los Angeles Lakers will now have Anthony Davis for the next 5 to 10 years. And the Pelicans won this trade? What? Listen, you can drown in nuance all you want. But don't lose sight of the fact that the object of sports is to win a championship. It's the object of sports. And the Lakers are closer than the Pelicans are and will continue to be. I mean, there's no guarantee. Can you say with definitive certainty that Zion Williamson will be a better pro than Anthony Davis? I can't. I can't say that. And listen, I like Zion, and I think Zion's about as likable. How could you not like Zion? But I can't sit here and say with definitive certainty that, oh yeah, the Zion's going to be better than Anthony Davis. I don't know about that. So again, you can drown in the nuance of things all you want. But I guess I'm just sitting here like, what am I missing? And again, I actually think that, you know what, in terms of saying who won the trade, you know, we like to do that. The reality is I think both teams feel pretty good. Like, I think right now, David Griffin and the New Orleans Pelicans, they feel pretty good about things, right? They got a good young core and all. Like, and right now, the Lakers feel good about things, too. But it's just funny how all I hear is love and admiration for David Griffin and the Pelicans, and yet there's any sort of thought on the Lakers is, oh, gosh, I mean, what? Oh, man, what are they doing? Gave up way too, what? I mean. And you can sit there and say, well, Nick, I mean, who are they bidding against? Well, here's the thing. A couple of things with that. Number one, you can't assume that Anthony Davis is for sure coming at any point. Because I'm old enough to remember when Paul George was supposed to come to the Los Angeles Lakers. And let me quick Google search, is Paul George on the Lakers? No, he's on the Oklahoma City Thunder. So don't sit there and be like, you could have just got it. You could have kept all those guys and got him. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Plus, you're on the clock with LeBron. You can't throw away another year with LeBron. I mean, you got like, I mean, how many more years of peak LeBron? Maybe two, three? I don't know. I mean, at some point, Father Time's going to catch up, you would assume. You don't have time to throw away another year.
Nope.
You are all in now. And lastly, I'm also old enough to remember when the chemistry of that locker room with Lonzo and Ingram and all those guys was terrible. There just was no way you could bring everyone back next year and just, all right, guys, let's do it all over again. You couldn't do it. So I guess, like, what's the alternative here? What's the alternative? So I just, man, I'm sitting here, and everybody's just, David, oh, man, did he pull a fast one over? Really? I mean, what? Again, don't get me wrong. I don't want to make it, like, come from a point where I don't think David Griffin did a good, I mean, he did, like, whenever you're trading a top 10 player in the league, you're never going to get equal value, you know? You're just not. I think considering the situation, David Griffin did a really good job, you know? Got a good young core, got a lot of picks, they're building for the... I get that. But guys, the Lakers are going to have Anthony Davis for the next decade. They're favored to win the title next year. Like, what am I missing here? I actually think some of it's a perfect storm of LeBron's polarizing. So anything that is viewed to help LeBron or the Lakers, because the Lakers are a little bit polarizing for some people, anything that is viewed to help LeBron or the Lakers is going to get met with pushback. I also think you have you have the most hyped guy coming into the NBA since LeBron and Zion involved in all this. That impacts things. I mean, if instead of Zion, it was RJ Barrett, I don't know if people would be as fired up. And then I think there are some fans and there are some media members of certain sports that love to try to prove how smart they are. And to me, to me, NBA fans and media at times always want to be the smartest. Like a lot of me, like, they want to be the smartest guy in the room. I always feel like NBA and soccer people are a little like that. They're a little like, it's too sophisticated for you. It's just, you know, you don't get this. I just think sometimes in sports, things are never as complicated things are never as simple or as complicated as they seem. But sometimes NBA media can just, you got to think about the cap trade exception of the free agent collective bargaining and what that does in 2022 when it kicks in and then the draft then comes up. It's what? Okay, hold on. My rebuttal is that's Anthony Davis and that's LeBron James and they're on the same team. No, but you need to think about in 2022, it's a pick swap. Well, hold on. Time out. See that guy right there. His name's LeBron James, okay? LeBron, you say hi? Yeah, okay. And then that guy right there, that guy's name's Anthony Davis, okay? All right, they're really good at basketball, and they're on the same team. So you can talk all you want about, well, this and the pick swap, and you got to think, no, I don't, okay? The object's to win a championship. Lakers are closer than the Pelicans. Next year, the following year, the following year, the following year. Oh.
But actually, analytically, with the PER, with the trade exception of the cap, and then a buyout, and then you bring in 2022, the pick swap that comes into effect, that they will get Brooklyn's pick, and then that guy right there, LeBron, come back in real quick. See, that's LeBron James, and that's Anthony Davis. All right? They're on the same team. Okay. God, just exhausting with this stuff. Good God. 402-951-1620.
Coming up 1 hour from now, Mike Schaefer, Huskers 24/7 Sports. Burrs, the big papa himself, going to stop by at 1:30. Can you email me, Nick at 1620zone.com? Hit me on Twitter at Nick Bock. Game time.